Target 11. Listening to comparisons and contrasts. Example.
I've been corresponding by mail with a French student.
In English? You don't speak French, do you?
No, unfortunately. But she writes English well. We have a lot in common.
Like what? Your age?
Well, I'm actually about 2 years older than she is. But we do have the same first name.
And you're both students?
Yes. And we're both studying to be doctors, although she wants to be a pediatrician and I want to be a neurosurgeon.
It seems the only similarities are your sex and your given name.
Well, we both like to swim. She likes to dance too, but you know how little I like dancing.
Target 11. Listening to comparisons and contrasts. Questions 1 to 4. Question 1.
How's your new job?
It's great. Much better than my old job.
Really? That's wonderful. You're earning more money now, aren't you?
Yeah, the salary's a lot higher, but I have to work more hours.
Too bad. I remember you had a really good schedule at your old job.
Yes, I miss that. But the job itself is pretty similar. I have the same kind of responsibilities that I had before.
That makes it easier. Are you still working in the same place?
No, now I have to go to the other side of town. But at least I can still take the bus like I did for my old job.
Well, that's convenient.
Question 2.
The new Riverdale Library will have its grand opening next month. The new library, which has been under construction for the past 2 years, stands on the same site as the old library. But there the similarity ends. The new library is much larger than the old two-story building, boasting 4 floors of books and 2 floors of offices, as well as an underground parking garage, which everyone agrees will be a great improvement over the old outside parking lot. With so much space to fill, we have greatly expanded the size of our book collection. You will continue to enjoy the same services as before. Online book renewal, free internet access, and the Ask a Librarian hotline that you enjoyed at the old library will also be available at our new facilities.
Question 3. I'm interested in joining the health club, but I see you have 2 types of membership.
Yes, we have both full and associate memberships. The full membership costs almost twice as much as the associate, and many members feel it's worth the extra cost.
What's the difference between them?
With both types of membership, you're entitled to the use of all our club facilities, and you can take advantage of all our fitness classes as well. You also get use of the locker room with both memberships, but full members get extra locker room privileges, such as your own locker exclusively for your use, and laundry service as well. May I sign you up for a full membership today?
I'm not sure. The associate membership sounds fine to me.
Let me point out that with the full membership, you also get a complimentary individualized fitness plan tailored just for you. Associate members may take advantage of this service as well, but they have to pay extra for it.
I'll have to think about it. Question 4.
Toads and frogs begin their lives in similar ways. The eggs hatch in or near water, and the babies, called tadpoles, spend the first part of their lives living in the water. When they become adults, frogs continue to live in the water, while adult toads usually live on the land. When you come across one of these animals, how can you tell whether it's a toad or a frog? The easiest way is to touch its skin. Frogs have smooth skin, while the skin of toads is generally rough and bumpy. Their shape is somewhat different also, with toads being plumper and broader than frogs. What is a more typical sound on a summer evening than a chorus of croaking frogs or toads? Both these animals make their croaking sound by inflating a sac in their throat.